It says, look what it says, y'all. I'm going to go on. Watch this here. That's what it says. It says, then said his sister, because they was talking, because don't forget, his sister was sitting, standing way off. But now, she don't know what to do. God has changed her mind and changed her thought. Let me tell you something. Some bills that you got, God will take them instead.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Miss Pat when I was about 15, about 20 years ago. And they had this lady full of the Holy Ghost. And she didn't have a lot. And she said, let me tell you something. If I'm lying, I'm lying behind her. And I know she wasn't lying. She knew my name. And
we hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T FM. Johnson Temple is located on 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. In today's broadcast, you will hear selections from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you desire more information about the church, please visit or follow us on Facebook. Additional information concerning the church is also provided at the end of this broadcast. May God continue to bless and keep you, is our prayer.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Now you can sit down. Our theme, will you be a witness for Jesus? I believe it is directed toward everyone who is a Christian. Ushers, you may be seated. Amen. One who desires to be a follower of Christ, and or one who wants to make sure they are tied up, tangled up in Jesus, so that when he comes, they will go back with him. Walk with me on this. Just saying you will be a witness does not guarantee that you will be a true witness for him. The Bible tells us that in this life we will have sorrows, that you will suffer persecution. You will be looked down upon as nobody. If you get knocked down, you will be willing to get up and follow Jesus? That's a question. I was talking to Elder Frank Brown on yesterday, amen, and we concluded that one must really read and study the Bible in order to understand it, in order to make the right decisions. Amen. We know that there are a lot of people read the Bible and they brag about it. Some people say, I read the whole Bible two or three times. Well, goody, goody, two shoes for you. Amen. But how much do you remember? Did you understand what you was reading? Amen. And if you didn't get some help with some of them names, Sister Moss, you wouldn't pronounce them right anyway. You don't know who you're talking about. Amen, amen, amen. Now, y'all know I'm just going to be myself, right? Amen, praise the Lord. Now, the question is, are you willing to be a witness for Jesus? Luke chapter 9, verse 62 states that no man looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Looking back is a continued action. A farmer who is plowing must always look forward if he or she, amen, is to plow a straight furrow. Amen. We ain't got no country folks in here. Don't know how to stick a plow in the ground. Amen. And I know I didn't. I never did learn. Amen. Because you have to hold that plow a certain way. Amen. If you don't, amen, that plow will go deep in the ground, and all that old mule is doing is trying to pull that plow out of the ground. Amen. That's why we tell Christians to keep their mind on Jesus, so they will not have setbacks or stray from the word or the will of God. Always remember that joining a Christian church does not make you a Christian. You must commit yourself to Christ. The old saints would say, you must give up the world to follow Jesus. Can I get some help here? Then you must follow him, give up the world, and oh yes, he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen, praise the Lord. I love that old song that says, Lord, keep me with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray with your mind, speak with your mind, talk with your mind, sing with your mind, love with your mind, stay on Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm sorry to say that we live in a world where most people don't want to follow Jesus. They don't want to be saved. And they don't tell them, amen, that they need the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm telling you, you need the Holy Ghost so you can grow in God's grace. Amen, praise the Lord. Well, somebody said, well, God's grace is sufficient. It sure is. But he ain't gonna just give it to you. Huh? You got to seek his grace. You got to want his grace. And you want to live by his grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to remember that Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, my brothers and sisters, you can try to fake it, but I promise you, you won't make it. The devil just wants to deceive you. Try to make you believe that you are somebody that you're not. I'm closing. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. There's a story about a preacher that lived in the South. Amen. He decided he was going to move to the big city. I'm going to New York, and I'm going to become a pastor. And he made the journey. It was not long before he found a church, a small church, but a church where he could preach and praise God. The Lord was with him, and that it was not long before many or all prostitutes, amen, that hung around the church got saved. Amen. And they became missionaries. The pimps stopped pimping, got saved, and became deacons. And the bad guys that held the purse soon became preachers. And the big boss got angry and wanted to know, what in the world is going on? Where are those people that were bringing me money every day? Amen, praise the Lord. I haven't seen any of them. Amen. Why no money is coming in? And one of the men said that all of them folks that you're talking about, amen, they're now down there at that church shouting and praising God. The big boss got mad. He said, I want you to go down there, amen, and I want you to kill that pastor. So the man went to the church, and when he stepped through the door, the pastor was up preaching. Man walked toward him, pulled out his gun, hit the pastor. All of a sudden, amen, a man stepped in front of him, raised his hand, white as snow. His eyes looked like balls of fire. His hair was like, Lord help me preach here today. His hair was like lamb full wool. Yes, you might, amen, get this after a while. The man could not pull the trigger of the gun, but fell to the floor and cried out, Jesus, 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 amen. The pastor kept on preaching. The man, amen, laying out on the floor, cried out, Pastor, I want, amen, praise the Lord, I came here to kill you,
Pastor.
But Jesus would not let me. That was Jesus that stepped between me and you, the gun. Amen. That was Jesus, amen, that told me, amen, to fall out on my face. That was Jesus, amen, that made me drop the gun on the church floor. Amen. And I want you to come to my house. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that $50,000 that the big boss gave me to kill you, I want you to have that $50,000. He could not pull the trigger, but he got something better than the $50,000. If you live right, I ain't gonna pay. Hallelujah, if you live right, amen, good things will come to you. Again, the old saints will sing, oh heaven, heaven is mine. Oh heaven, heaven is mine. If you want to go to heaven, heaven is mine. Heaven is a clean place. Can I get a win? Heaven is a good place, amen. Heaven is a place where all of us should want to go, amen, praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I intend to go to heaven. I want to find Jesus. Amen. Come what may, I will follow him to my grave. Amen. Another old song that we just would sing. Amen. I came to follow Jesus. I don't need nothing else. Amen. You can keep the silver. You can keep the gold. You can keep everything. Amen. Praise the Lord that you think is worth it. Those big fine cars that you have. Amen. Praise the Lord. That lush, beautiful furniture that you have in your big house. Amen. But you can have the whole round world. I need some help here. You can have the whole right world. Just give me Jesus. Look at somebody and say, I just want Jesus. I just want Jesus. As long as I have Jesus, that's enough. I don't need nobody. I don't need nothing else. Because he is my Savior. He is the one, amen, that took me out of trouble. He is the one that caused the cause that I'm saved today. He is the one that took me out, amen, my mother's womb. He is the one, amen, praise the Lord, that spoke to my heart and says, time to give up the world. It's time to follow Jesus. It's time, amen, to ask for forgiveness of my sins. It's time for me to change. It's time for me to seek the Lord. Amen. I just want to follow Jesus. He's my rock in my weary, in a weary land. He's my shelter in the time of storm. He's all that I need. Hallelujah. But I don't have to worry about him because Jesus is standing right there. Yes. Jesus Christ. Amen. He is my Savior. And I'll answer the question for me. You have to answer the question for yourself. Amen. Are you willing? Are you willing to follow Jesus? I am, saints. I'm willing to pray to follow him. Come what may, I intend to keep my hand in Jesus' hand. I'm going to do his will. I'm going to walk circumspectly before him. I'll let the world know that I'm on the Lord's side, and it makes me my man. Everybody stand there.